This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lawrence Holmes joining us now from 670 The Score in Chicago. We're going to be with him at Brat Bowl 1 tomorrow down at the Brat Stop. Lawrence, before we get into all this football stuff, Leroy Butler wants to know, what's the Lawrence Holmes drink of choice?
Well, I'm very much old enough to drink. I'm almost Leroy's age. I'm 44.
I'm trying to help you out a little bit, man. People can't see us. Just radio.
All right. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Yesterday, I did have a conversation with Hawk Harrelson, him getting into the Hall of Fame, where he said, you probably don't remember 2005 when we won the World Series. I'm like, I was 30. It's the cheekbones, man. Black don't crack, Leroy. You know.
I'm looking at my legs, and it definitely just does. Trust me.
Well, that's why you need to get on that shea butter, man. We can't have you going to the Hall of Fame looking ashy.
Yeah, you got a good point.
So we've been tamed.
You got a good point.
Been trying to tell him this for a long time, Lawrence. It's all about the personal maintenance. Personal maintenance. That's what it's about. Lawrence Holmes, host of the Lawrence Holmes Show from 12 to 2 on 670 The Score. Also Bears postgame show on NBC Sports Chicago. Now, Lawrence, you do that Bears postgame show with a host of former Bears, as we do here, the Wendy's Big Show, the host of former Packers. What is the sentiment in the former Bears camp of what this season has been like for their Chicago Bears?
Well, let me tell you what happened last week after they won the game against the Cowboys. Now, Alex Brown, who is one of the four, so I do the show with Alex Brown, Matt Forte, Lance Briggs, and Olin Krutz, right? That's a heavy-hitter crew.
That's a good crew there now.
That's a heavy-hitter crew. Now, Alex has been super critical of Mitchell Trubisky for the last 2 years, with good reason, considering the way that he's played. Let me tell you, we were getting ready to do the post show. The good. Bears looked like they were going to win. Alex disappeared, and I'm like, where's AB going? What's going on?
Right.
He shows up on the set, I kid you not, with a Mitchell Trubisky jersey.
Oh, wow.
On. Now what? I said, where did you get that? He's like, oh, I had it in the car.
Officer said, what running sale did he find that?
He happened to have it in the trunk. So they're cautiously optimistic about what they've seen over the last 4 weeks from the Bears. I think there's a reason to be going into this game with the Packers. That as good as the record is, I'm not sure that the team looks as good as their record looks. And with the Bears, the team thinks that they're starting to reach a stride, that they've had a breakthrough. I still need to be convinced a little bit more, but I give them a decent shot against Green Bay on Sunday.
Yeah, decent shot, sure. I'm with that. 7 to 10 points, somewhere in that area probably at the end of the day on Sunday. But what's changed with Trubisky from the first time the Packers saw him to what they're going to see on Sunday?
He's running again. I am in full belief. He got 64 yards on the ground, which is almost half of his total for rushing yards this season. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that they have been telling him quarterbacks win from the pocket. Tom Brady wins from the pocket. Peyton Manning won from the pocket. And I think that it's been so steeped in him that I can't leave the pocket. I've got to go through these progressions. That's why you're getting a lesser version than what he was last year. And even last year's version was someone that we had some questions about. Last week, I feel like he himself was like, screw it. I'm going to keep on some of these zone read looks. I'm going to keep on some of these RPOs. I'm going to use my legs as a weapon. And that's why I think you're getting a better version over the last couple games. But don't be too fooled. If you look at Trubisky's last five games, the passer rating is still only 95.4, which sounds great, but that's only a little bit above average of what's going on with passer rating around the league. I think he's been better, but I'm not willing to concede to the Bears that they have their franchise quarterback. There is a litany of evidence that suggests otherwise.
Yeah, because you would think, why wouldn't they sign him to his fifth year of the deal? And I'm sure they'll get to that in the spring. I don't like talking, Lawrence, about the obvious. I mean, because I could talk about Khalil Mack all day. He hasn't had his statistics a good year, but he's still Khalil Mack. I like to talk about the people that sometimes you forget that you have.
Okay.
And good coaches can make them good players. Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, let's talk about him.
Now, when he was in Minnesota, they didn't use him right. Now, when he was with the Hoodie, they tried to put him at running back. But for some reason, the one place he's always good at is where the Packers are bad, and that's the return game. I think he can be somebody that can be very good for Chicago because this guy, no matter where you put him at, he's a playmaker.
I love what you're saying, Leroy, because Cordarrelle Patterson, he on special teams, not just in returns, he's great. He's one of the best gunners in the league.
Yep.
And you'll see it on Sunday. He's difficult because he's got a ridiculous like size, power, speed ratio that's difficult for guys to deal with out there when he's playing gunner. He's got that burst too. And they're trying to find little roles for him here and there. They don't want to overexpose him, but they will put him out in a route. They will, and they've had some issues at tight end, so they need pass catchers out in routes, so they've done a little bit of that. They will run him in the backfield. They want to get him in open space. I've been so impressed. When they first signed him, I was like, look, the return is going away. Like there's not going to be a lot of opportunities for him to return kicks. He's made the most out of the returns that he's gotten. He is absolutely a weapon. If I were the Packers, I would not kick it to him. Kick the ball out of the back of the end zone. Because if you give him a chance, he took one last week where I'm sitting there going, oh, man, he's going to take it out 8 yards deep in the end zone. Ends up making a great play on it. He's a risk taker. And he's a risk taker who usually gets rewarded for it.
Now, you know, generally, over the years, Randall Cobb, and we all know what he's done to the Bears. I mean, the guy has been remarkable over the years. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is like 18-5 against the Bears or whatever. But my thing is, do they understand that there's nobody in the slot that is just Davante Adams? Because with Prince not playing against Dallas, which I thought Tolliver played pretty good, do you still think the Bears defense is, okay, shut down Davante Adams and Aaron Jones and they can win the game? They think it's just that easy?
I don't think that they do, although it is interesting because I was talking with some friends of mine that cover the Packers that were kind of saying the same thing, that it's strange that you would even consider this, but the way to beat the Packers now is to let Aaron Rodgers play quarterback. Like, that's – it just seems crazy. But if you look at the last two games that he's played against last year's Vic Fangio's defense, game one it was Chuck Pagano's, there does seem to be a little bit of a formula there. I think the first thing they're going to try and do – is stop Aaron Jones. You have to earn the right to rush the passer. But after that, I do think that there is more confidence than maybe ever in Aaron Rodgers' tenure as the quarterback of the Packers that they might be able to get after him. And don't forget, guys, don't forget. You talk about the unknown. Leonard Floyd is coming to Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing we know, Leonard Floyd gets his numbers against the Packers.
Yeah.
This guy has 18 and a half sacks in his career. 7.5 of them come against Green Bay.
Mm-mm-mm. And
that's crazy.
It really is, Lawrence. And the way that they've been able to get pressure, not only from Khalil Mack,
especially Hicks,
he was a total game breaker. I was just going to say 96, yeah. Akeem Hicks has just been an absolute grizzly bear, pardon the pun, against the Green Bay Packers. Does it look like Hicks is going to be a go here on Sunday?
It'll be difficult for them to stop him. He's been practicing since the beginning of last week. I don't know that he's going to be out there for 50 plays. I can see a scenario where he's out there for 20 to 25. Like, they'll pick out the downs where they think they need him most, mm-hmm. against the rush or against certain pass situations and put him out there. He is the emotional leader of their team.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy, for sure. You know, there's a bunch of guys that when they get hurt, they can go do their rehab anywhere. They can. They usually are away from the team.
No question.
Hicks has been with the Bears the entire time. Mm. The whole time that he's been rehabbing with his teammates. And they're going to get a boost if he's out there in uniform. I think that they'd have to trank him with a stun gun to keep him away from this game.
We had a listener yesterday tweet out that, well, you know, this is going to be like this Bears Super Bowl this week. Going up against the Green Bay Packers because they're pretty much done from playoff contention, according to this one Packers fan. I remember when Lovie Smith took that job in Chicago, it was all about beating the Packers and that rivalry. How has Nagy approached this rivalry since he's been with the Bears, and how do the players approach it?
They don't even care about the rivalry this week. Yep. They care about survival. That the Packers are in their way. Like they, as far as they're concerned, these last few games have been like the playoffs, where if you win, you get to live for another week. And what they're hoping is that they get this win against Green Bay, and that the Rams and the Vikings both lose, because it sets up a scenario they have to then go through Patrick Mahomes next week at Soldier Field. But if you get into a situation where the Vikings are stuck on 10 wins and the Rams are on 9, you at least give your last week of the season some value if you beat Green Bay and you beat Kansas City. They already beat the Vikings once. If for some reason Matt Nagy and this crew have the Vikings number, you win that game, the last game of the season, if things fall right with the Rams, you're playing for a playoff spot. You're playing for the wild card spot. So the rivalry has been kind of on the back burner this week, which is nice, because I hate talking just about it. I think these are two teams that both have something to play for, and that's what excites me. The Packers are trying to keep their seeding or improve it, clinch their playoff spot. The Bears are just trying to stay alive. So instead of us just spending the week or tomorrow's broadcast talking about, oh, well, let's talk about Ray Nitschke and Dick Butkus. No, screw that. Now we're talking about a game with stakes. I like games with stakes, and that's where the Bears find themselves. If you lose, it's over. And then we can start talking about what happens with Mitchell Trubisky's fifth year. Do they sign him to an extension? Do they draft a quarterback? All the things that have been messed up this past season. But if they win, then it's how do you stop Patrick Mahomes and hope that you get some help from not only the teams that are playing the Rams out in the NFC West, but from the Packers when they play the Vikings.
Yeah, I like steaks, but bear meat tastes better. But let's be honest now. If they lose and they went from 12-4 to not making the playoffs, is Nagy job on the line?
I don't think so. I think he's fine.
So they'll give him another year to get it right.
Yeah, they'll give him another year, but I am interested to see what it looks like, because I think there are a lot of Bears fans who have lost faith in Ryan Pace, the general manager of the team, and I can tell you, I'll just give my own personal take on it. Mm-hmm. I don't want him picking the next quarterback, but there's a part of me that is convinced that they are convinced that the only bad thing about this run that the Bears have been on is the confirmation bias that might come with it on Trubisky. That they'll go, oh, see, that's what we were expecting right to see. That's the guy that can lead us into the next era of Bears football. And that's the only drawback to them winning, is them fooling themselves into thinking they're seeing something that they're not.
Well, this is when you just take them out back and finish the job, and this is what the Green Bay Packers can do. But, Lawrence, it's similar to what the Chicago Bears just 1 year ago were able to do to the Green Bay Packers when they came down to Soldier Field pretty much the exact same time last year. It's crazy how this league can flip, and just the parity in this season alone has just been outstanding. We can't wait to be down with you tomorrow, man. Brat Bowl 1 at the Brat Stop. We'll see you there, and everybody should come on out. 12-2, you'll find Lawrence Holmes of 670 The Score down at the Brat Stop tomorrow. Lawrence, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, tell Gary to stop ducking me, man. I'm going to see him tomorrow. Uh-oh. Yeah, what's up, Gary? Uh-oh. I see you not on the show today, Gary. Yeah. What's up with that?
It's Lawrence, because he said he knew that you were going to try to cash in on meeting some of those Wendy's gift cards for coming on.
He what said he had a whole lot of those.
Yeah, don't punch
he
down.
He old and got bad knees.
He got a bad knee, cuz. Don't mess with the senior citizens like that. Don't do that. Don't do
boys,
that.
It'll be good to see you guys tomorrow, man.
All right,
no doubt about it,
brother.
Lawrence. Take it easy, man. We'll see you tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes of 670 The Score, also NBC Sports Chicago, doing their Bears postgame show. He joins us here live, and we'll talk to him tomorrow live at the Brat Stop. Thanks to Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event, putting on Brat Bowl 1 for us. It is at the Brat Stop, the historic Brat Stop in Kenosha,
and
tomorrow, all day, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.